Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Donegal deputy has criticised the government for continuing to fail in ensuring the inclusion of schools throughout Donegal in the JESH programme. The Taoiseach says it will be hard to reach a deal with Britain that will see it leave the single market and customs union while maintaining an open border in Ireland. The PSNI are continuing their investigations into the cyber theft of £86,000 from a church in County Derry. And €47,000 has been sanctioned to construct an outdoor adventure arena at Letterkenny Town Park. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferter. But first in news, Gardaí are continuing to appeal for witnesses following a serious single vehicle collision in Burnfoot in the early hours of this morning. A 22-year-old man was rushed to hospital after the 4x4 vehicle he was driving hit a wall at approximately 3:10 this morning. Anyone who witnessed the crash or was on that stretch of road between 2:50am and 3:20am are asked to contact Buncrana Garda Station or any Garda Station. The Taoiseach says it will be hard to reach a deal with Britain that will see it leave the single market and the customs union while maintaining an open border in Ireland. But Leo Varadkar is confident that the joint agreement reached last week will provide a backstop or safety net, providing no hard border by maintaining regulatory alignment on the island of Ireland. The 27 EU leaders have agreed to proceed to phase two of Brexit talks after sufficient progress was made on issues including the border. Mr. Varadkar says he hopes progress on the relationship between the UK and the EU can be made in phase two, but it will be difficult.
What we're going to try and do over the period ahead is to see if there are other ways to achieve the same thing. And that would be, first of all, this idea of a new EU-UK relationship, whereby there would continue to be free trade between the European Union and Great Britain, but with them out of the single market and the customs union. And that is, quite frankly, a circle that's very hard to square.
A Donegal deputy has criticised the government for continuing to fail in ensuring the inclusion of schools throughout Donegal in the JESH programme. Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Deputy Pearse Doherty raised the issue during a topical issue debate in the Dáil last night, calling for a review of the scheme after areas in Donegal were revealed as amongst the poorest across the country. The government did confirm a review of the programme would be completed early next year. However, no timeline was given as to when additional schools would be added. Deputy Doherty says it is disappointing that the government has taken this stance.
It's disappointing. We made it very clear last night to the minister that when you look at Garda Hark, when you look at Ranafast, when you look at Meath na Jay, and when you look at Pobl Scogadh, all four schools are in deprived areas. Indeed, if you look at Garda Hark, the deprivation in that community has actually increased over the last 5 years. And we also then have the information that was released through the media from a Freedom of Information that 257 schools met the criteria for JESH but weren't actually allocated the JESH status because of a penny pension within the department. And we're looking for clarity from the minister and the department whether the four schools I mentioned were those schools that were deprived that status.
Members of the North West Strategic Growth Partnership met yesterday in Derry, where they were informed of Northern Ireland's Executive Office's intention to release £2.5 million in funding to facilitate in the work of the partnership. At the biannual meeting jointly led by Donegal County Council and Derry City and Strabán District Council, the partnership was given an update on the ongoing collaborative work that is being done to continue to drive forward the economic, environmental and social regeneration of the region. Speaking following the meeting, Cathaoirleá of Donegal County Council, Councillor Jerry McMonagall welcomed the additional funding and says it will allow both councils to progress plans for the North West City region.
In total, it was 5 million. There was 2.5 million from the Irish government and 2.5 million from the Stormont Executive. And the money from the Stormont Executive was obviously due to the fact that it wasn't up and running, was a bit difficult to access, but we finally know that money's been released and it will allow both Derry and Strabán Council and Donegal County Council to proceed with the plans and strategies that we have to make the Northwest City Region an area of sound economic development and help us to continue targeting the infrastructural deficits that we have in this area, that when delivered, I mean, talking about the A5, N2 and A6, that will help future investment in the Donegal and the Derry-Strabane areas.
The PSNI are continuing their investigations into the cyber theft of £86,000 from a church in County Derry. The money was removed from the church's accounts after hackers gained access by persuading a priest that they were rectifying problems on his computer. The PSNI are liaising with the bank and also the UK National Fraud and Cybercrime Reporting Centre. Father Michael Canny is media spokesperson for the Derry Diocese.
They rang up purporting to be an engineer or some mechanical-minded person from a reputable company that here in the north of Ireland we'd all be dealing with. And they claimed that his internet system was under a cyber attack and that they were here to assist him, you know, to prevent it, and that they needed access to the system. And they convinced him that they were genuine. And as a result then, of course, and as the day progressed, then he went to sort of see if anything happened or was everything up and low, and only to discover to his horror that he had been relieved and the parish had been relieved of £86,000.
€47,000 has been sanctioned to construct an outdoor adventure arena at Letterkenny Town Park. The project will be delivered by the Donegal Sports Partnership and will include the rollout of an activity programme to engage local people in outdoor sports. The funding issued by Minister Sean Kine from the Dormant Accounts Fund will enable the delivery of orienteering, a climbing wall, an off-road cycling track and archery. In welcoming today's announcement, Gaheerla of Letterkenny Municipal District Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says it is a fantastic boost for the area.
Yeah, delighted with this award today, Michaela. It'll provide a climbing wall, orienteering, off-road cycle track and archery in the town park. This is something that I had a motion into the Municipal Council about a number of months ago, asking that we make an application for some of this funding. And I'm delighted that Minister Joe McHugh and Minister Sean Kane have worked with us on this, and we've got this grant today. The application was made by Donegal County Council and Donegal Sports Partnership, and the funding is from the dormant accounts. So it's a great means of promoting a healthy lifestyle, and it'll bring more activity to the park as well. Give young people in particular a chance to engage in outdoor activities that maybe in living in a big town like Letterkenny, you wouldn't get the chance to do in an urban area. So it can act as an introduction for people to these type of adventure sports, and hopefully get as many people, young people as possible, involved in a healthy lifestyle.
A judge said today that a Donegal man deliberately went out in a blaze of glory with a series of church robberies across the country because he knew he was going to jail for an earlier crime. Ballyshannon District Court was told that 21-year-old Nathan Coughlin, with an address at Armada Cottages, Bundoran, was already serving a 12-month sentence for attacking and robbing a widow. He received a further 19 months today for his additional crimes. Trish Lafferty reports.
Nathan Coughlin was today handed a 19-month custodial sentence for a number of thefts from church poor boxes across the county, including Bundoran, Letterbarrow, Newtown, Cunningham and Castlefin, as well as two thefts from hotels in Sligo and Bundoran. He was also banned from driving for 10 years for failure to provide insurance. The 33 offences dated from May 2016 to November 2017. Judge Kevin Kilran said 21-year-old Coughlin, knowing he was going to prison, decided to go on a rampage of larceny and burglary. Coughlin was already in jail after a 12-month sentence being imposed on him at Letterkenny Circuit Court last week for an attack on a widow in March 2016. He pleaded guilty to all the offences and a charge of obstructing Gardaí and driving without insurance.
Derry City and Strabane District Council has adopted a strategy document on how best to embrace the principles of a zero-waste circular economy. The strategy is intended to help keep resources and products in use for as long as possible, with a report saying £3 million could be saved each year. Donal Kavanagh has more.
working in partnership with Zero Waste Northwest. Derry City and Strabane District Council commissioned consultancy company Eunomia to undertake the feasibility study to develop a strategy for the area. The report found that if recommended changes to the waste management system for households were fully implemented, it would create 50 additional jobs and have the potential to save the council up to £3 million a year, the equivalent of £49 per household. Judy Logue of Zero Waste Northwest says they formed in 2013 to be a catalyst for council and the community to explore real and progressive solutions to the waste generation crisis. She says the strategy won cross-party support, and that puts Derry and Strabane ahead of nearly all other council regions within the UK and on the island of Ireland.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. The best place to get your hands on the new O'Neill's Donegal jersey this Christmas.
It's 30 minutes past five. Time for the latest sport with Aisling Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with swimming, and news just coming through that Mona McSherry is through to the final of the 100 metre breaststroke at the European Short Course Swimming Championships in Copenhagen, Denmark. The world and European junior champion, who is competing in her first senior European competition, finished third in the opening semi-final in a time of 1 minute 5.40 seconds. The second semi-final was quicker, and McSherry's time was just enough to make tomorrow's final. The Sligo Gaeilge Trains out of the Marlins Club in Ballyshannon won the first of the seeded heats earlier in the day in what is her favourite event. She was just outside her own Irish record with a time in the heats earlier, but she is through to tomorrow's final. In rugby, Ulster will continue their push to reach the Champions Cup quarterfinals tonight. The Northern Province entertain Harlequins just 5 days after beating the English side in London. There's no Tommy Bow or Captain Rory Best due to injury tonight. That one starts at 7:45. The likes of Munster and Leinster are also in Champions Cup action over the weekend. And Leinster have been handed a boost today with the news that Tadhg Furlong has signed a new 3-year contract with Leinster and the IRFU. Locally in rugby, tomorrow it's a case of away days for a number of North West sides. Letterkenny go to Belfast High School former pupils. Donegal Town are on the road to Dunedin, and Strabane go to Virginia. Those three matches all been played in Rugby Championship 3 tomorrow. In soccer, Kieran O'Connor is back at Finn Harps for the 2018 First Division campaign. It will be the 21-year-old's second spell at Finn Park, having played under Ollie Horgan in the first half of the 2017 season after coming on loan from Dundalk. O'Connor left at the beginning of July to go on loan to Bohemians. The Republic of Ireland will play a friendly international against France in Paris on Monday, May 28th. The Stade de France clash will be the first meeting between the sides since France's 2-1 victory over Martin O'Neill's side at Euro 2016. Pep Guardiola has won his third consecutive Premier League Manager of the Month award. It follows Manchester City's record-breaking run. They beat Swansea on Wednesday to become the first side to win 15 Premier League games in a row, which surpasses the record set by Arsenal in 2002. Gunners boss Arsene Wenger says he respects the achievement but has hinted that money is a key factor.
We had no petrol, but ideas. We have petrol and ideas, so that makes it even more efficient, you know. Overall, yes, at the moment we are like that. Why not? It can happen, but there's still a long way to go.
Liverpool's Mo Salah is the player of the month for November, having scored 7 goals in 4 matches. Manchester United will be without Eric Bailly for up to 3 months. Manager Jose Mourinho has revealed the defender needs ankle surgery. He hasn't played since United's loss to Chelsea last month. And in the Championship, Wolverhampton Wanderers can move a step closer to the Premier League this evening and open up a 7-point lead at the top of the table in the Championship if they beat Sheffield Wednesday at Hillsborough. Irish Championship tomorrow, well, there's a big top of the table clash. Derryside Institute are taking on Ballyclare Comrades. 6 points is the difference between the two at the top, but Stoot do have a number of games in hand. Stoot looking to close that gap. In the Ulster Senior League Cup tomorrow, Cockhill Celtic are playing Derry City Reserves. It's a case of whoever wins the match will top the group, and play Bonnygee United, the runners-up, will take on Letterkenny Rovers in the knockout stages. That one kicks off down in Inishowen at 1 o'clock tomorrow. And then on Sunday, there's an FAI Junior Cup fifth round tie. Rathmullen Celtic are hosting Inishvilla of Cork. That one kicks off 12 noon. Rathmullen looking to join Castlefin, Kepi Rovers and Greencastle, who are already through to the last 32. In Gaelic Games, Mayo star Lee Keegan feels he is on course to make a sooner than expected return from injury. The 2016 Footballer of the Year has had surgery on both of his hips. The 28-year-old was set for a 5-month spell of rehabilitation, but he's now aiming to be back in the spring.
if I stick to my rehab that I am, there's definitely, I'll give myself every chance of putting on the green or jersey definitely during the league. So that's something I'm targeting myself anyhow. So, and touch wood, I have no complication along the way. You know, I said them lonely nights in the gym on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know, really do pay off in the summer months when you want to play on that full flow.
This weekend in Gaelic Games, the refixed Ulster Minor Club Tournament quarterfinals are taking place at St Paul's in Belfast. Tomorrow, St Union's, the Donegal champions, are playing Clan Éireann of Armagh. That one's at 12 noon, with Errigal Kieran of Tyrone against Ballinascreen of Derry to start at 1:30 on Sunday. Also on Sunday, it's the opening round of matches in the Conor McGurk Cup, which sees the university sides and the counties in Ulster in their pre-season traditional tournament. Tyrone are taking on Ulster University, while Donegal are playing Queen's. Both of the matches are being played at Queen's on Sunday, 11 o'clock and 1:30 is the start time to those. Also on Sunday, All-Ireland Novice and Juvenile Uneven Age Cross-Country Championships are taking place in Waterford. There's a host of athletes from the Northwest who are heading down south to hopefully end the year in style and bring medals back to the Northwest. While in darts, the PDC World Championship continues tonight. 16-time winner Phil Taylor will go to the hockey for the first time this year in what will be his final World Championship tournament. He's taken on Chris Stubbe. And cricket, Australia have the better of the second day to leave the third Ashes test with England fairly evenly balanced in Perth. The host closed on 203 for 3 in reply to the tourist first innings total of 403. And finally, horse trainer Jessica Harrington has been named the Sportswoman of the Year in Ireland. Harrington saddled a sizing John for victories in the Irish Gold Cup, the Cheltenham Gold Cup and the Punchestown Gold Cup. It was the first time that a horse completed the treble in a single year. That's it from the sports desk for today, Michaela. We'll have more action tomorrow afternoon with Chris following the 2 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. The Dáil's Finance Committee has backed the fossil fuel divestment bill produced by Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle, with the bill being moved to the next stage when the Dáil resumes after Christmas. If passed, the bill would require the government to stop investing public money in fossil fuel companies in line with Ireland's climate change commitments under the Paris Agreement. Deputy Pringle says Ireland is moving closer to becoming one of the first nations to divest its money from fossil fuel companies.
The Finance Committee of the Dáil, which has considered the bill at this stage, has agreed now to take it forward to the actual Finance Committee itself, which will deal with the actual criteria of the legislation and the bits that are included in the legislation. So it's the next stage in the progression of the bill, which I think is very important, and it's an important endorsement that the Finance Committee has agreed to move it on. What the bill actually is about the government investing in fossil fuel companies like oil and gas companies and around the world that are carrying out exploration that is detrimental to the environment. And if we have to say as a state that we feel that this is wrong before we can actually start to change it, and I think that's vitally important that we do that. The government have indicated, and it's very hard to know what they're exactly going to do, but they have indicated that they are supportive of the legislation, although they voted against it in the Dáil when the debate took place there. So we will just have to wait and see till the actual finance date itself, which I think will probably happen at the start of the new year, and we'll see what the government do then.
So you do expect this to start really in January?
Well, I think it'll be later than that, but hopefully, I'm hoping as early as possible in the new year. We haven't got an indication yet of a date.
And for weather now, showers will die out this evening and tonight will be cold, with frost in sheltered areas, lowest temperatures of -1 to 2 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Gardaí are continuing to appeal for witnesses following a serious single vehicle collision in Burnfoot in the early hours of this morning. A 22-year-old man was rushed to hospital after the 4x4 vehicle he was driving hit a wall at approximately 3:10 this morning. A Donegal deputy has criticised the government for continuing to fail in ensuring the inclusion of schools throughout Donegal in the JESH programme. Deputy Pierce Doherty raised the issue during a topical issue debate in the Dáil last night, calling for a review of the scheme after areas in Donegal were revealed as amongst the poorest across the country. The PSNI are continuing their investigations into the cyber theft of £86,000 from a church in County Derry. The money was removed from the church's accounts after hackers gained access by persuading a priest that they were rectifying problems on his computer. And €47,000 has been sanctioned to construct an outdoor adventure arena at Letterkenny Town Park. The project will be delivered by the Donegal Sports Partnership and will include the rollout of an activity programme to engage local people in outdoor recreation sports. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. And we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Coming up next is Nuked with Colm Ferriter. Good evening.
Go manage Eve, Colm Ferriter and Sean on the Priest Guilty. Dogger Aristach Don Gaelic, Don Geltic, Augustana Helen, Joe McHugh, Chak to Dalla and Ye. Go may and Sholu Offigul, Don Caliru, Blian, Nigeliga, Yavilis a Hart Jig, Tihi and Realtus and Chakt and Shahuggin. Durgent Aristach McHugh, Go may Gah Rana Realtus, August Ara, Parcha, Lelin Nibliana, August Nathme Blian Nigeliga, Igiru, or Canchery Leafa a Wine, Agbe Falser of Ahananya, Folamori, Dini or Vegan Gaeliga, August Dini at Taharlar, Komai. Bei Uchtaran na Héireann Michal D. O'Higgin mar Fátrin ar an bhliain speciál to Seán an Gaelic a mé a cheolú go hafigul ag an taoiseach an teachtain se thugaine de chéadaine an fichiú de leid a mí na nollag. Tháinig scéim na roinne idirthe deis a chur an taiciartaí do scolanna lonaithe i gceantar faoi bhíomhantáiste faoin spát solas an teachtain seo nuair a rinn teachta dála píras ó d'thairtaí ráiteas faoin scéim. A ran nachhol cartham na fenia a oil ag na scolan na sna cantar ag sula a hitchin fwy chomarca na skema. Louis sé scol nasiunta ran na farstia, pobl scol gyd o'r scol nasiunta vín chi na jay an ard raha, agus scol nasiunta gart a harca, an tein scol ag lahanili nachhol i digil taki ar tún skem. Major le tuarisc a tá fáilsithe ar tuarisc bunchaí tá an bairne a leidú idir scola na deis agus iad sin nach nglachtar san arafh ach go bhfuil tuilliú iarrachta a dheol chun an aithantas céarna a aimsiú bíon muoinú breise chuir a fáil de scolana atá aithanta faoin scéim. Tá trí imeacht géile ag araclan gidór an deireadh seachtainne seo an nocht tagann a chuire chóir an cheantar de céile le haghaidh ceiliú na nollag ag a thart a chlog. Amara de Sahan be sholo drudas ga nua la Maria ni chul agus a clan agus jadoni jenhi kjoltor ahanta kieran umwini agus an rahi cloda ni galahar enach talton yavidus a hordjeg a hiolu go hafigul son ara clan agus noctar liagan amach nua comortas an aini anad na gomortas agus ga olas ele fwin enach talton yavidus a hordjeg agan okaj Carter Falcher, Rava Omihor Nabliana, Emliana, Agus Eachin, or Wilof Aparcha Glaquin, Emakti Nabliana, Blin Shahogin, Agus Lok Takiartan, a fella or fad, Honan Cholu, Agus Shin, Mahaj, Elig Gulier, Slanagus Barakt.
Obituary notices for this Friday evening, December the 15th. The death has taken place of Claire Conaghan, née Macaulay of Crockhouse, Carmore, Glenealy. Funeral from her home on Sunday afternoon at 20 past 12 for 1 o'clock funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Boken, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to the Foyle Hospice or Macmillan Cancer Care, care of W.J. O'Brien and Son, funeral directors, 110 Clooney Road, Eglinton. The death has taken place of Roisin Diver, 23 Belvoir Park, Culmore, Derry. Her remains will be removed to the Church of the Assumption, Thornhill, tomorrow afternoon at 4:45. Funeral mass will be celebrated on Sunday at 12 noon, followed by interment in St. Columba's Cemetery, Drong. House private, please. The death has taken place at his residence of Pat Barrett, White Bay Lodge, Lower Drumaweir, Greencastle. His remains are reposing at his residence. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desired to the Parkinson's Association, care of Liam Collins, funeral director, or any family member. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Dorothy Elizabeth Love, known as Betty, Foyleside, Brady. Funeral service in Maher Mason Presbyterian Church at 1 o'clock on Monday, followed by burial in Moyncastle Cemetery. House private. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of wish to Alt na Galvan Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of Adair and Neely, funeral directors. The death has taken place of John Todd, Church Street, Rathmullen. His remains will repose at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral service on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in Rathmullen Church of Ireland, with committal afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Rathmullen Church of Ireland, care of any family member. The sudden death has occurred of John Gallagher, John the Shop, Clawally, Litchermack Award. His remains will be reposing overnight in McGlynn's funeral home this evening from 6 o'clock, with rosary at 9 o'clock. Viewing tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock, with removal at 7 o'clock, going to St Cronus Church, Dunlow. Funeral mass on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place at RSC Donal Nursing Home Milford of Patrick McFadden, formerly of Dewey Downings. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has occurred at the Donegal Hospice of Margaret Maguire, the Cottages, Ballyrain, Letterkenny. Margaret's remains will repose at her late residence until 10 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, with burial afterwards in the family plot at St Patrick's Cemetery, Drumkeen. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Patient's Comfort Fund, Donegal Hospice, care of Martin McGowan, McGowan's Funeral Home, Drumbo Avenue, Stranorler, or any family member.